At CMAT would take a sexy picture of me, and Fontaines DC with Favourite from Meath and Dublin, both shortlisted for the prestigious Mercury Prize, not for the first time, for their albums Euro Country and Romance. Neither won. Sam Fender did for People Watching. For more, let's talk to Dave Hanratty, host of the No Encore podcast and music journalist. Morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you surprised?
I am surprised. Yeah, I have to say, I really bought into the hype. CMAT, as she was walking into the award show last night, was described by many people as the bookie's favourite. And it seemed like she was probably primed to actually do it. And I should say as well, for anyone who is unfamiliar with the Mercury Prize, an Irish act has never, ever won it. And it seemed like last night was going to be the moment for either for her or for Fontaines, who both had amazing cases and two records that have been hugely critically acclaimed. It really felt like it was their time. And I have to admit, when Sam Fender was announced, I did raise my eyebrows. I was like, this wasn't supposed to happen.
Tell us more about the winner. He won almost in his hometown with an album that sounds very like Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, it does. And in fairness, it's his third record. They all sound a bit like Bruce Springsteen. He's been referred to as the Geordie Springsteen. I think he himself might be sick of it. But at the same time, you heard the music there. And anytime I've seen him live, it does feel like you're going to a Bruce Springsteen concert in the 80s. And that's no bad thing. He's very, very good. He's very, very liked. People Watching is a record that kind of saw him take a stadium size step up, I think, with regards to the sonics of it. He worked with Adam Grandicelle of The War on Drugs. It sounds a lot like them as well. And he himself seemed to be completely taken aback by it. He was absolutely speechless in his victory speech. And it should be said as well, CMAT and Fontaines were there cheering him on. They were giving him standing ovations. They are friends. And he did shout them out of all the acts on display and said, look, they're my mates. I'm glad they're here. So no one's mad at him, although some people are kind of questioning, should an act this mainstream have won this award?
Open to British and Irish acts since 1992, Primal Scream with Screamadelica, the first winners. What's the significance of this award, Dave?
It's rather pure amongst the musos, which I would include myself in, if I'm being completely honest. It is a bit of a hipster award. On the monetary front, you get £25,000. That's nothing to sniff at. But it is kind of held up there as this is, without question, the best album in the UK and Ireland over the last 12 months or so. Now, if you look at the awards criteria, the judges say that we judge this completely based on the album. No outside influences. It doesn't matter if you've been having a global profile rising. It doesn't matter if you're playing in front of giant crowds. It's just about the album. And when it was announced, they said that this is a classic album, the Sam Fender album that won, that will take pride of place in record collections for years to come. Now, you may argue that he's made a better album already. You may argue that this was his time. But I think the fact that this album is strictly about the music in a time when we kind of have moved away from that and we do reward personality, it's good to see. But again, I think a lot of people are surprised that Sam Fender's the guy who won it.
Yeah, some artists, including Gorillaz, feel the nomination doesn't do them any good. It's the first winner from outside London since 2014. Why hasn't an Irish act ever won this?
I'm quite surprised at this, I have to say. There's been numerous instances over the past where I thought, well, now it's going to happen. And if you look at this year's ones, for example, both CMAT and Fontaines are so undeniable. Like, when they've both won the RTE Choice Music Prize here as well, and when they won it in the last few years, On both occasions, I said, look, I'll bet the house on them. It's their time. It makes perfect sense. Fontaines won it at the fourth time of asking. And the fact that, like, this isn't a case of Irish acts are going over there and we're happy to be here. This isn't a case of, oh, we're punching above our weight. These are legitimate superstars. These are legitimately loved albums. And there have been big Irish acts there before. Like, I don't think there's a geographical bias here or anything, but it does feel a bit strange at this point, because if not now and not CMAT and Fontaines, well, then who and then when?
Dave, thanks for speaking to us. That's Dave Hanratty, host of the No Encore podcast and music journalist. 26 minutes past seven.